Peter Sarsgaard is an actor who often finds himself slightly to the side of the screen. He's not what you might call a movie star, but after 24 films, he is a familiar face. Sarsgaard is not the guy who gets top billing. He's the edgy actor whose quiet intensity amplifies even the smallest part. The one who steals the scene over and over again in movies such as Kinsey, Garden State, Boys Don't Cry, and Shattered Glass. In his two current films, Sarsgaard takes on two very different characters. In Jarhead, he plays Alan Troy, a sniper scout in the first Gulf War.
I love it out here. This is what I want. Because I count for something. Back home, I'd be working some nowhere job. Nobody even know I was alive.
And in The Dying Gaul, Sarsgaard takes on the role of Robert Sandrich, a gay screenwriter trying to cope with the recent death of his lover by spending his nights on internet chat rooms, trolling for sex and sympathy.
It gets worse.
Do you ever think of killing yourself?
All the time. See a shrink.
The Dying Gaul is a dark psychological thriller set in the sun-soaked world of Hollywood. Robert is a screenwriter, climbing his way out of depression and up the career ladder by sleeping with a studio boss, played by Campbell Scott, while at the same time befriending his wife. The film is also a study of how small lies can snowball into larger, even deadly circumstances.
What did you say to her?
Elaine?
Yes, Elaine. What did you show her?
Nothing.
Nothing? I don't believe you.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what you did.
I just went over there for our meeting and she was all riled up.
Oh, yes, and you did nothing. You said nothing.
No.
The two projects could hardly be more different. Jarhead is a heavily marketed big-budget movie, The Dying Gaul a small independent film. And the two roles are also polar opposites, which Sarsgaard says is part of the appeal.
I like to think of the two of them hanging out sometimes.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. They'd have a lot to learn from one another.
Maybe they'd find each other on the internet.
Maybe. You know, sometimes if a role is very clearly defined on the page, I say, well, you've already figured it out. So there's a bit of the unknown that kind of attracts me. I really prefer characters that exist in the slushy middle.
Do you take a piece of each character with you when you move on to your next project?
I like to think I learn something from each character that I've played. I mean, it's not always true. I definitely took something from both of these experiences with me, from Jarhead and The Dying Gaul. You know, I always think that the most interesting parts of any actor's performance are the parts that they didn't intend, that there's some moment that reveals itself from me instead of me showing.
If you had to think of what that moment might be in The Dying Gaul, what do you suspect it would be?
You know, the moment in the scene with Campbell, I mean, the obvious moment to talk about, I guess, would be that scene. And I sort of lose it.
Hey,
I guess I didn't realize I had that in myself before I did it, you know. I mean, I knew that we have to see how much this guy meant to him at some point in the movie. That said, you know, I watch things in that scene and I see myself enjoying feeling upset also, which I think is something that actors forget. You know, the whole purpose of the body doing something like that is to make you feel better.
Well, that's a case where you just really let go. I mean, you are bawling, weeping, just everything. You can just see all that pain coming out of you. You had to do that over and over again.
I told him I would do it once.
I guess you got it like that now.
No, I just said, listen, I can do this many times. I said, shoot the wide, the medium, and the close-up simultaneously, because I guarantee you the first take will be the take. The ones after that, is, you know, something will happen, but I'll be feeling good because that big a catharsis makes you feel so high.
So none of the subsequent takes are as authentic?
They can be authentic, but they're going to have, maybe they might be a little bit more self-satisfied. The little kid in you who's an actor feels really great, and then the pride is in the next take.
You mentioned the little kid in you that's an actor. Who is that boy?
For me, he's 18, or 19, I guess, was when I started acting. I mean, I was so nervous when I first started acting. I'm still a nervous actor in a lot of ways, but when I first started acting, it meant so much to me that I find something that I was good at, because I hadn't found it, that it terrified me to do this thing that it seemed like I might be good at, if that makes any sense.
In terms of choices, Peter, you've made some bold ones. You've played a homophobic killer in Boys Don't Cry, a bisexual research assistant in Kinsey, a gay screenwriter. Do these projects find you, or do you look for these kinds of challenges?
I think I have a very good answer for that. It goes like this. The well-written roles that are supremely flattering to the majority of America, those are obviously gone.
They're heading someplace else.
They're going to go to another actor because there's not many of them. You consider like, a part that's both right for you and flattering and well-written and a good movie. There's maybe 3 or 4 of those a year. Now, the next rung down of roles that people are interested in are the roles that are like not so well written, but flattering and going to make you popular with the majority of people. Now, I would rather play the next one down from that, a role that is very well written, and who cares if it makes you somebody who's appealing to the majority of people. You know, I'm first and foremost interested in something that has something to say.
Peter, we've heard you're very superstitious.
I'm maybe too superstitious to talk about how superstitious I am.
Oh, my goodness. Now, come on. You could reveal just a little bit.
They won't work.
If you say it out loud, it loses its power.
It's like saying your wish to everyone when you blow out the candles on a birthday cake.
Peter Sarsgaard, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Peter Sarsgaard, who appears in 2 films opening tomorrow, The Dying Gaul and Jarhead.